I'm with Aaron Finch, the Australian 2020 international captain. Aaron, we're on tour here in the UAE, getting ready for the match against Pakistan on Sunday. I've said you're the 2020 captain. How does it feel now to hear that, now you're on tour and it's real?
Yeah, it's a bit more real now that we're here. It's exciting. I'm a little bit more nervous the closer we get to the game. And I think when we have our first hit out tomorrow down at the Dubai Sports Centre, I think that we'll start to be able to put some more plans in place and get around to the boys and try and identify some more specific roles for each individual. So it's definitely real at the moment. And like I said, it's getting a bit more nervous the closer it gets.
What are we going to see from Aaron Finch, the captain, then? How much experience have you had in terms of captaincy? And are we going to see anything different from what's gone before?
Definitely nothing groundbreaking. I think when you're a captain of a 2020 side, I think you just have to adapt to how your team performs best. And I think in the past, Australia in this format, we've had quite some mixed results. I think it is quite tough at times when you just play a one-off game here and there against different opposition. So in terms of captaincy experience, I've done it quite a bit in the past. I've captained the Melbourne Renegades for a couple of years now in the Big Bash. Done quite a bit of it for Australia A in different formats, in 4 days and 1 days as well. So it's a format of the game that I absolutely love. It's exciting. Probably suits my style of cricket as well. It's quite fast. It's not a real lot of time to think. So I think what you can see from me as a captain is I'll be quite aggressive. I think you have to be willing to take risks in this format of the game. And like I always say, sometimes they come off and you look great. Sometimes they don't. You look like a fool. But I'm prepared to cop all of that. And it's just a part of the game. I think I've played over around 110 2020 games in my career now in different leagues and different places around the world, so I think that you can that experience can really come through, and it's enough experience now to identify parts of the game and really try and make an impact somehow as a captain. I think it doesn't always happen. I think that a lot of the time the guys are so well skilled and so well drilled these days that everyone has their own plans for individual players, and I think that my job as captain is just reinforcing what their best skills are and really embracing that and trying to find a combination that works best for the team.
You're on a bit of a hiding to nothing as 2020 captain, though, aren't you? Because the next ICC World 2020 isn't until 2016, and then you've obviously just got the one-off game here now. Yeah. It's a very difficult job indeed, isn't it, 2020 captaincy in that respect?
Yeah, it is. I think, but the interesting part about it, I think we only have 9 games before that World 2020 in 2016, so which includes one here, 3 against South Africa, right on the back of this tour. So it's like you say, it's a hiding to nothing, but it's exciting. It's a challenge that I'm really looking forward to. Hopefully, taking the team forward to a World Cup in a World 2020 in 18 months or so time, but I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a great challenge. As we know in this format, you probably don't always get the 100% of the players available. With so much test cricket happening at the moment, there's always guys who need to be rested, and that's a part of the job, and that's something that you have to embrace that as well. You can't fight it because you're not going to win that battle ever. So I just think it gives guys from domestic cricket a great opportunity and a great belief that if they're in good form at the time, that they'll be picked. And that's what's so exciting, is it you're only a couple of innings away with the bat or a couple of good spells with the ball to be right up in there in contention no matter where you've come from. If you start in your career, if you're a bit older, we had a couple of old boys in our World 2020 team. So I just think it's an exciting time and a challenge that I'm really looking forward to.
Well, first question, I suppose, in that regard, then, are you going to have 11 players to select from in the first game? Because, of course, Pat Cummins and also Cameron Boyce and Glenn Maxwell, they're still at the Champions League 2020 at the moment. So what's the situation regarding them?
Well, it's going to be interesting. We know we're going to miss at least one of them with KKR and Hobart Hurricanes playing against each other in the semi-final. So ideally, I'd love to have both of them two guys available, but that's not going to happen. So that's just another thing that gets thrown up. You have to embrace that the Champions League is such a big competition and a world competition now that guys have to be given the opportunity to perform there on that stage. So the other one's Glenn Maxwell. So to have Maxwell available, I don't mind Kings 11 getting beaten, but no, they're a fantastic side, and if they're available, great. If they're not, there'll be somebody else to step into the shoes, and in Maxwell's case, we've got a couple of guys here as cover. Phil Hughes is still here for the one-day series coming up, so it might mean that he slots into the side somewhere. Nathan Lyon's here if Cameron doesn't happen to make it. So it's exciting for them guys, though, to be playing a world tournament. And, I think it'd be nice for Boise to make his international debut, though, and I think he really deserves it. He's played really well in the past. So while for Hobart, I'd like to see them win, being an Australian team, but for Boise, I'd also like to see him make his debut for Australia.
Now, there's a little bit of history, I suppose, in the recent past between these two sides, because you met in the ICC World 2020 in April in Bangladesh. You got a half century, but Pakistan won. They scored very heavily, I seem to remember, and then Glenn Maxwell scored heavily himself, got out, and you weren't able to finish the job. Does that count for anything now, coming into this match on Sunday?
I don't think so. I mean, that was the first game of the World 2020, so we still managed to play a couple after that. We haven't played any 2020 since then, but I think both teams have changed quite a bit in that time. Obviously, George has stepped down, and I've taken over the captaincy, so there's a start. So we can go in with a fresh mind. We should have won that game. Maxwell got us into a great position, and I couldn't get us over the line in the end. So I just think that we're going to go in with a clear mind. We're coming off a fair bit of a break that the Australian team's had, and then and also coming from Zimbabwe. We played some indifferent cricket at times over there, but I think it was a really good preparation for this tour.
And you've played quite a bit of 2020 cricket in the recent past, because you were over in the UK playing for Yorkshire. Yeah. So that's going to be a help, surely.
Yeah, I've played a lot of 2020 after, especially the World 2020, then the IPL, then for Yorkshire. So I've probably played about 30 games in the last few months, which is always good. It's a format that I love. Like I said before, it's exciting. You get to go out there and flog it, and especially at the top of the order, you don't really have too many responsibilities, do you? If you get out, you're justified as saying you're trying to get off to a fast start. And if you don't, well, too bad. Better luck next time.
And in terms of yourself, you're obviously going to be playing in the 2020 international side as captain. There's the one-day internationals to come as well. I know you've got aspirations to play the longer form of the game as well. This is a great shop window, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think we've seen in the past guys have forced their way into the test team through good international performances, whether it's one-day cricket. So it's a game format of the game that I really want to play. It's something that I've dreamt about as a kid, so if the opportunity comes one day, I'd love to take it. And I feel like I've been playing quite well at the moment, and I'd probably just need a really big summer of first class cricket to try and get up there and compete with some of the guys who have been doing it year in, year out. Phil Hughes, I mean, he doesn't matter where he plays, he scores them all day. So I think it's just about making as many runs and being in good form at the right time if a spot happens to open up.
And it's a massive summer as well, with the World Cup at the end of it.
Yeah.
Can you allow yourself just to think towards that World Cup, or is it just simply the old cliche, one game at a time?
It's probably a little bit more than one game at a time. I think you break it down in a series at the moment. There's still a lot of cricket to be played before that World Cup. I mean, we've got three ODIs here, one T20, then after the test matches here, we've got three T20s and five ODIs against South Africa back in Australia. And then a trial series with England and India after that pre-World Cup. So there's still a lot of games to be played. So there's really no time to allow yourself to be thinking that far ahead, because, as you know, in this game, it can pass you by pretty quick. And especially with the summer of cricket, our one-day competition being played all at the start of the season, there's guys there who score runs and will be in a position to take your spot if you allow them to put enough pressure on you and allow your standards to slip because you're thinking too far ahead.
Aaron, thank you very much indeed for your time, and best of luck for the series.
Cheers, my pleasure.